Hi, everybody. I'm Josh.
And I'm Ethan. And this is The Young Perspective.
So today, everybody, we're talking about the debate. And this was a crazy debate. It occurred on, what was it? Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday, September 29th. It was 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Western Standard Time. And it was just unbelievable. It was an hour and a half on stage, just Joe Biden and current President Donald Trump. And moderating, we had Chris Wallace. But the crazy part about the debate was it was just a lot of bickering back and forth. President Trump would not let Biden speak for a lot of the time.
It's crazy.
Biden tried to use the debate to show that Trump was kind of crazy and he was a maniac. Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those debates that's going to be thought of for a long time as a representation of the strict and set in stone division between the left and the right now. And how much animosity is between them.
It was something that me as, you know, a 15-year-old who's only
14,
really
actually.
Almost 15-year-old. I'd like to add that 3 weeks as rounding up. But okay. As only have seen really two presidential debates in my life, Trump and Hillary and now Trump and Biden, it was shocking, but really, for me, I can't really compare it to other stuffs, but listening to other people, other news people, my family members, people I've just talked to about it, it was something that was memorable in the sense that it was just nothing that anyone's ever seen before. This wasn't a debate. It was just Trump badgering Biden over and over again about things that weren't important, and he just wouldn't let him talk. And Biden pretty much kept his cool the whole time in the sense that Trump was egging him on, and Biden didn't let into this. He did, you know, at points say, "Shut up, man," or he called him a clown and a liar. But I don't think that's really – I think that's pretty okay compared to what Trump said to Biden. And I think Biden kept his cool, but it was crazy. And as it being so crazy, I remember when it was done, Jake Tapper, a CNN reporter, he said that – it was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck. That's a direct quote from him. And I thought that was very representative of how it was. It was terrible.
You know, I don't know. People say it wasn't a debate. People keep talking, no, that wasn't a real debate. That was just a children's fight. But they were debating on issues, whether one of the candidates, whether Trump was butting in on Biden and not letting him speak. They were still debating on issues, and there was still some productivity in it in showing who the candidates are and showing what they stand for. So you saw a little more of Trump and his tactics, and you saw Biden stepping back a little bit and trying to put all the blame on Trump and how could he act this way during a debate. But we're going to get to that later. We're going to start with some key events. So it really started off with the Supreme Court, one of the controversial issues of this month. And Trump's going to put in Amy Coney Barrett in place of Ruth Bader Ginsburg after she passed a couple weeks ago. And this has been very controversial because it's so close to an election. And Biden had said multiple times during the debate that he thinks the American people should choose. Let me quote Trump. He said, "We won the elections. Elections have consequences. We have the Senate, we have the White House, and we have a phenomenal nominee." And he's right. They did win the elections. He said elections do have consequences. They have the right to rule for 4 years. And in that four-year span, which is currently going on, he should have the right to put in any nominee.
Right. And, you know, the Democrats' response to that is that the whole thing with Merrick Garland, we talked about that last week. But Trump addressed that, and he said the problem is they didn't have the election in the Senate, so they were stopped, and Merrick Garland wasn't, you know, elected. But they won the election in 2016 with Trump, and now they have the right to do it.
Biden's real response to that was that the election had already begun, so that argument mm-hmm. was void. and people are already voting. So they, right. because their votes were in process, they should be able, their votes should be able to choose the next nominee.
Yeah. We'll and this see. Is happening right now. And so as millions of people have already started to vote, this is definitely affecting this. So the next key point was Trump addressing the New York Times report on his taxes. So the New York Times recently stated that he paid $750. That's right. Not $750,000, just $750 in income taxes in 2016 and 2017. And
that's for federal income taxes. And that's for a guy who's worth billions of dollars.
And Trump's defense was this, was that I don't want to pay tax. And then he also went on to say that he pays millions in taxes, millions of dollars in taxes and income tax. And so whether he really does pay $750 or he pays millions, we definitely know that he is lying about it. He's very, over his term as president, he's kept away his tax records. He's tried to hide it. And why would he hide it if there's something that there's not, that he's not trying to hide? There's obviously something there that he's trying to hide. And I don't know, I kind of believe what the New York Times is saying.
So the next topic was the coronavirus, which is still going on. And this was a big thing for Biden. His goal was to target Trump and say Trump did a bad job. And he specifically said the president has no plan and he hasn't laid out anything. Trump, however, insisted that Biden could not have done the job that we did. So Trump says Biden couldn't have done better. Biden says Trump did a terrible job. Whether or not they're right, I still am a strong supporter and believer that whoever the president was and is, the coronavirus would still be terrible in the U.S.
Of course.
You may have had a couple thousand deaths prevented, but the coronavirus would still be one of the worst countries in the world. The U.S. would still be one of the worst countries in the world for the coronavirus.
Getting into it, maybe he was a little late. I don't know if that was the hugest thing, but one thing that Trump has done a bad job with is setting an example. The president is supposed to set an example for the U.S. He's supposed to, you know, say everyone should go out and wear masks. And he doesn't do that. He doesn't wear a mask himself that often. He doesn't tell people that it's that important. And he's been very anti-mask and pro doing what you want.
This moves us on to our next topic, masks. So Trump specifically said, when needed, I wear masks. And he actually pulled out his own mask out of his pocket as proof. Historically, in the news, we haven't seen money pictures of Trump wearing masks. And then he also mocked Biden for wearing masks at most public appearances. He said that Biden shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen. I mean, some people say that that's just a ridiculous argument because it's a global pandemic and a bigger mask, I guess, is more protection. I thought that was funny.
It was pretty fun. It was very comedic, and there were some moments where I definitely laughed during that debate.
Yes.
The next key moment was Biden responds to Trump's attacks on his son, Hunter. So Trump has attacked Biden over this in the past, and he did it tonight for what his son supposedly corrupting the Ukrainian government and taking millions of dollars for no reason.
Whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Gifts.
Trump was just attacking Biden's
right.
son at the debate.
But they've proved, you know, they've come out with statements that this isn't exactly true and whatever. It's not really what's important. This isn't Biden doing it. It's his son. It shouldn't really be so relevant.
Biden shouldn't be judged for what his son's doing.
Right. And Biden wanted to move on. He said, this is my family. Biden said, this is not about my family or his family. This is about your family, the American people. And I thought that was pretty powerful in the sense that it doesn't matter what his family did. It doesn't matter what Trump's family does. It doesn't matter what they do. It's about the American people, and that's what Biden focused on the entire night. It was helping the American people, and Trump didn't really focus out about that so much.
Now we're going to get to one of the biggest issues of the night. What happened was the moderator asked Trump, do you condemn white supremacists, and do you tell them that they shouldn't be promoting racism and xenophobia and all these different things? And Trump, he kind of deflected the question. He said, sure, I'm willing to. But I would say almost everything I see is from the left, not from the right wing. I am willing to do anything. I want to see peace. That's what he said. And that's deflection. Then Trump asked Chris Wallace, the moderator, who would you like me to condemn? And the next statement was, Proud Boys, relating to white supremacists, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left because there's not a right wing problem.
So, he didn't explicitly say, I support white supremacy or I do not condemn them. when backed into the corner with the literal question, yes or no, do you condemn them? He wouldn't come to the words, I condemn them. He said that he'd do anything for peace and that, you know, there's problems on both sides, but he wouldn't agree that, you know, the big problem was on the right with the right supremacists. All right, the last key takeaway was at the very, very end of the debate, and the moderator, Chris Wallace, asked Trump, do you commit to not declaring victory the night of the election? And so Trump said, I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully because that's what has to happen. And he didn't really answer the question directly, but he said that if it's a fair election, he'd support the winner. But he made it sound that it wouldn't be a fair election. There would be fraud because of mail-in voting and that he would not support if Biden won. Biden, on the other hand, when asked the question, said, I will support who won and I will promote peace and not try and make this bigger than it has to be.
You know, what's also interesting is Trump said relating to a fair election, he said they cheat, and he didn't clarify who they might be. I think it was pretty obvious that he was directing that towards the left. But those were kind of some of our key points of the debate, and they kind of categorized who the candidates were. You had Trump on one side, who wouldn't condemn white supremacy, who wasn't really promoting masks, and who was kind of weary of the election and mail-in voting, as he has been for a couple of months now. And then that defines who he is as a president and nominee and incumbent. And then you had Biden, on the other hand, who was standing with the left usually. But it was interesting. One of Trump's key goals and targets for the debate was pushing Biden into the category as far left. He wanted to make sure – he wanted the people to think that Biden was Antifa. He wanted people to think that Biden was far left, like Bernie Sanders. So he kept talking about, oh, Biden's a socialist, he's a communist. And then one of the questions was asked about the Green New Deal, and Biden said, actually, I don't support the Green New Deal. And that was kind of like him not going to the left, to the far left, him staying in the middle. And that's one of the key things he's going to need to do in order to win.
Right. When Biden was backed up into the corner, when the moderator asked him something, or when Trump would say, answer the question, Biden, answer the question, he'd answer the questions. He said he did not support defunding the police. He said he did not support the Green New Deal. There are a lot of things that the left support, the alt-left, that he did not say that he supported. And so he answered all his questions. Well, Trump didn't. When he was backed into the wall, he avoided the questions. So I think Biden did a good job of that, at least being clear to the American public. They deserve that. They deserve to know the truth about your opinions.
This kind of brings us into our last part, where we want to talk about who won and who lost the debate. A poll from, I believe it was CBS, CBS News poll, said that 40%, 8% of their viewers thought Biden won, 41% thought Mr. Trump won, and another 10% thought the debate was a tie. I happen to be with the 41% that thought Trump won. I thought he dominated the whole time. He made Biden look bad because Biden couldn't butt back in because he couldn't speak over Trump. Even though he may have said some lies and he may have spoken some false narratives, he was the powerful one and voters like that. I think his base would have been enraged by that and riled up by that. And I think he did a good job for what his goal was, which was to try to push Biden down.
Let's get this straight. Trump did not say some lies. There were moments in his speech, minutes, where he would go without saying a true fact. His entire speech and debate was hugely built off of lies and falsehoods. And he wouldn't agree when the moderator or Biden would say, no, that's a fact, that's incorrect. He wouldn't agree with them. Secondly, I think that Biden won because we have to look at it not the sense of Democrats or Republicans. We have to look at it on people who are moderates or people who are swing voters who are trying to decide whether to pick for Trump. Because that's what matters. They're trying to convince the people who haven't decided yet. Because obviously the Democrats are going to vote for Biden, the Republicans are going to vote for Trump. The people who are undecided, those are the people that matter. And I think that he came out too strong. I know that's what he was wanting to do, but he came out like a bully. He wasn't allowing Biden to say anything. And so smart voters understand that it wasn't Biden doing a bad job. It was that Trump literally just wouldn't agree to what he said that he would do for this debate. He wouldn't let Biden have his uninterrupted 2 minutes at any point in the debate. And so voters know that, and they know that there are going to be other debates where Biden will have a better chance of actually being able to talk about his stuff. They also, when Biden was able to talk about actual political issues, Trump did not a great job of that, and Biden did do a good job. He stated his opinions. He really focused it on you, the Americans. He said that multiple times. I want to focus on you guys, you, the Americans. You are what matter. Go out and vote. Make a change that you want to see. And I don't know. I think that though it might not have had a huge difference on swing voters, I think the difference led more to Biden than it did to Trump.
One of my big mantras is that emotion is very important in human psychology and decision making. And I think that's one thing Biden didn't show as much of as Trump. Trump showed passion. Trump showed emotion. Trump was powerful, and he was the real top dog in that debate. But I agree with you on one thing. I agree that the undecided voters, I don't think that debate made a big difference for them. And I think that could be the conclusion we both can have from this debate. And actually, I was watching it on Fox 26 News, and right afterwards, the analyst said the same thing. This debate really didn't make a difference for undecided voters. They knew where Trump stood on these issues. They knew where Biden stood on these issues, and they're stuck in the middle. Maybe it gave them a little more insight into the demeanor of the candidates. Maybe, maybe not. But I feel like we've known how Trump acts and how Biden acts for a long time. So I think it's going to come to a couple more future debates where we talk about real policy issue, or we did talk about real policy issues, where we talk about more in-depth policy issues, maybe at the Middle East, maybe about Europe, maybe about climate change and oil.
China,
the job market, North Korea. I think it's going to get a lot more interesting in the more specific questions that are going to be asked in future debates. This one was the first one was pretty general, climate change. Party relations.
Right. And the debates are going to be more moderated and structured. The moderator will do a better job. They're working on that right now to put Trump in place, kind of check him. We actually are able to talk about what the voters want to hear about. We want to hear about their actual policy. That's what we came to hear to debate about. And so hopefully the next debates will be better. And we all want to encourage you to listen to the other debates. And then ultimately, to go vote. It's so important that you vote.
And registration times, deadlines are actually coming up.
So yes.
Make sure you check your deadlines in the state. I think Texas may have actually been a day when we're recording, or in a couple days' time. So please register. And if you have registered, make sure you fill out the mail-in ballot that you're going to get. And maybe if you didn't receive a mail-in ballot in time, you can go to the polls if you feel comfortable with that.
So we want to thank you all for listening. And remember, this was the Young Perspective.